Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If it's true, because we don't know when Purdy got hurt, but if it was on the dive early in the game for the touchdown and his right shoulder was sore, and that's part of the reason they didn't throw one pass 20 yards downfield, and his shoulder is still sore, Dobbsy
would have been in if you're right. Dobbsy would have been in.
I don't know.
As soon as I found out he can throw it 20 yards. Like, I don't want to believe that because Purdy has been off in regard to accuracy.
Hey,
just something's been off. But I'm going to say this, and Evan is my witness. From week one, when we were on the field pregame against the Jets, and I got the news, or we got the news, after assuming I did, McCaffrey was going to play in that game because McCaffrey said he wasn't going to miss it. Ever since then, this Kittle injury with Niners, it's all quiet on
He's
the set. All
today.
I get it, and I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about last week. It's quiet on the set all week, and you assumed, okay, everybody's going to be there. And then when you hear Friday or Thursday, Steiny or Evan might not be available. Guess what? They're not available. It's happened pretty much all season long. So for Purdy to be on here with the shoulder, Steiny, I'm like, oh my gosh, you think I'm just playing Dobbsy or Allen? Like, what if that's their reality come Saturday night or Sunday morning?
Then you got to go with a backup. I mean, you just do. But how about this from the 415? No, no, no. Giddings is usually correct. That's from the no on the 415.
So he's hurt.
We'll see.
Well, he is hurt. He's got a sore right shoulder.
Well, sore sounds like, come here, let me rub it.
Well, he's got to use it to throw.
No, I get you.
And he doesn't have a strong arm anyway.
No, I got you, partner.
I'm just saying. And did you look at the forecast?
I asked you already. You said no rain, right? You said cloudy.
Small chance of rain.
I wanted rain. Take us back to...
Because you want them to lose?
No, Vince Lombardi. I like seeing the conditions. Like Purdy, Madden.
Purdy is 0-5 when the humidity level is over 60. I'm making that up.
But it feels... Wow. I got to tell you something about this game.
Call it like you see it.
I am, Shannon. Right now, the Niners, in regard to their postseason hopes, they're two games back of the Packers, who have the sixth seed right now at 7-3. It is imperative that you win this game, because if you don't, Steiny, the only way you're getting to the offs is by winning the division. And you got Arizona week 17. You got Buffalo, Detroit. The Niners are in no position to look at the schedule and say, oh, we got a pushover, because you've been playing like the pushover. The bottom line is, you have to win Sunday.
One out of the next two.
I think no, but if you lose to Buffalo, it's an AFC game. You want to handle business this one. So it gives you, you gain a game for this sixth seed if somehow you don't win the division.
Yeah, one out of two is fine.
I said what I said. It's not one out of two. And you want to measure yourself up against Buffalo, who right now is,
well,
they can
that's
do
a
no
joke.
Wrong.
It is. You're not Buffalo right now. You're not Detroit. You're not the Packers. You're not the Vikings.
You don't have to ask.
You're 5-5. You're not even the Cardinals.
Well, we're the defending National Football Conference champions.
And that and a nickel will get
so
you
much.
That and a nickel.
Oh,
boy.
I mean.
So do you, honestly, just back to, do you think that's why we didn't see any deep throws? I don't.
Maybe. We don't know why. We don't know why.
So do you go to the coach like, man, it's hurting. I can only do the intermediate. I don't think. Huh?
I'm just saying that that was a thing. That was an interesting point that that Evan brought up, and I wondered if there's some validity to it. They threw no pass over 20 yards.
But you told me they're an intermediate throwing team. They don't throw it deep. They're not
They're not.
You know?
They're not. But that's maybe part of the reason. He doesn't have a strong arm anyway. And I don't know. Maybe
if I asked you right now, Stoney, and I missed you guys yesterday, are the Niners making the playoffs now? They're currently the 10th seed. Before you answer, until I see it, and I told Evan this morning, they're making it. I have to believe their stinkers are behind them.
Okay.
And if you stink, you got a couple more, maybe it's against Buffalo, but if you somehow could beat Green Bay, you're one step closer to them as an option for the wild card.
See, this is where when you say they gotta win, so they're gonna win, son.
Well, not.
What does that mean? You thought they were gonna beat the Seahawks.
Oh gosh, you could keep going.
Exactly. So when do you finally believe they are who they are?
If they lose to Green Bay.
No, yeah, I wouldn't say that. Well, you can.
I'm not saying
you're wrong. I'm just saying I'm giving them two games. Giving them two games because if they lose to the Packers, then the Bills is a. Then they have to beat the Bills.
And that's going to be in conditions, right? Regardless if it's precipitation or not, it's going to be cold.
I'm not a weatherman.
Well.
How the hell do I know what it's going to be like in Buffalo?
Well, you're a football fan. You know in Here's November, the other thing December, about Buffalo. You're getting something.
They're cold. On a bye week this week.
Oh, no.
Yep.
A lot of Niner fans not happy how many teams they've played coming off the bye. Dallas came off the bye.
This one's for you, Goo, from the 510 on the Comcast Business text line. Purdy's not a good deep ball thrower. And combine that with they don't have a deep threat receiver.
I don't think a coach says, I'm being real here. And I told you this. It's nuanced. Throw it deep just to keep him honest.
Yeah, throw an interception.
Well, that makes sense. Now we know he's not that. He can throw a deep ball.
I just saw a call. Just came in. And the title is Disagree with Guru. I think we should get right
to
it. Let's go to Thomas in San Ramon. Sorry to keep you waiting, Thomas.
T.
Hey, no problem, no problem.
I'm kidding. It was only 20 seconds. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I think the Niners are cooked this year. I think they had their shot last year. They got a lucky bounce off of a face mask. They had Brock Purdy and a lightning in a bottle, and they just missed their shot. And now the window's closed, and they're old, and they're injured. And CMC's not going to, you know, they got a good 3 years out of them, and they're not going to get much more.
Thomas.
Wow.
Thomas, I'm going to throw this question out to you and the listeners because we talked about it before the show. If you have to bet, you have no choice. You have to bet $1,000 of your dollars. You have no choice. You must bet. Who's winning the NFC West? Who are you putting $1,000 on?
I'd probably have to go with the Rams.
Oh. All right.
That's a good question.
Thank you, Thomas.
I don't trust the other teams. I love that question. Like, Arizona's fine. I get it right now. They're balling. But, Stoney, and they were going down two scores. They pulled it off. They pulled the caper off, but the Niners gave that to them. Mason fumble. You know, it's just somehow the Niners is bigger than luck, right? But what I don't like and what I'm going to hold in Kyle's file, because I'm the guy that said he's a genius, he can scheme them open with the best of them. What we've seen is the biggest indictment, and it's just starting to fester and grow in me. Had I not seen Mason this year or Garrido, I would have no qualms about them getting the ball. I am not telling you all they're losing because those two guys aren't seeing the field. But what I'm disappointed with and what I think Kyle is missing is the fact that we've seen those guys at times look explosive, contribute. So you get McCaffrey back and your running game doesn't get a little jambalaya feel to it. You can't find a way, Kyle, to have Mason in the backfield and McCaffrey lined up outside. Well, like, this is what I thought and who I thought you were. Why are you not mixing or scheming it up Just a little bit, partner. Well, I'm not saying 10 or 12 carries.
I'll just tell you that.
Tell me.
You put Mason in the backfield. If he gets it, he's probably running up the middle. And if you put McCaffrey in the slot, that means he's going to go out as a receiver. So to me, there have been a lot of people that have said, well, this offense is predictable. You put Mason in the backfield and McCaffrey in the slot, then those guys can only do McCaffrey.
But you could throw a toss to, you said, up the middle. You could throw a toss to late in the second half when defenses are starting to tire to Mason, and he could be a bull in the china shop.
Apparently not, because he started eight games, and he caught five passes.
But, Steiny, 5 weeks of that, he led the league in rushing.
Rushing.
So what I'm saying is bringing something to the table.
I also think this. I'm not saying you're wrong keeping those guys integrated.
That's what the word I'm looking for.
I also believe, I think Kyle may think, Mason's not done, but Mason's wearing down. That's why. Mason never played as much as he did the first eight games.
But I'm starting to
doubt. And he was starting to lose effectiveness.
Well, again, Steiny, I'm starting to doubt Kyle like I have. Like I've never had before, because it doesn't make much, and it's a hard job, right? But when you get these accolades, and it's not just me, it's everybody, you got to find a way in a game plan, and this offense, all the responsibility falls at his doorstep, man. You can't tell me this red zone issue, this is his baby. He's the offensive coordinator, because he didn't want to give that responsibility to anybody else. Let's go.
Maybe they don't have the personnel anymore to do it. Debo's not the player he was.
See, and that...
He's not! He's not!
I can't argue that the numbers will...
Yeah, so you can't use him like you used him in, 2021 when he was a phenom? No, probably not. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We can have some fun with this, 49er fans. If you had a bet, you had to bet 1,000. 1,000, to me, hurts. That hurts.
You're big Mr. Wins Payday. It's this Friday, by the way.
That hurts. Hey, by the way, go ahead.
All right, well, I lied to you guys. I took a break at the hospital yesterday and turned on the station on the Odyssey app and heard Evan say this. Don't tell Guru you can play sound from the board. Evan, I wanted to admit myself.
There's another lie.
What lie?
You said you didn't listen to the show yesterday.
That was 2 minutes. Well, I went outside and I turned it on. It's like, why do they hammer me when I'm not there?
Because we can never have you when you're here, Evan.
Oh, you got hammered. I'm gonna air Evan
let me,
out.
Let me do All this right. first. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
I was like, my gosh, I understand you, but real quick here, you left the studio. Evan comes in. I said, hey, man, this is random. Inside the NBA is coming to ESPN. And then he goes, Shaq doesn't have a contract. I go, yeah, he put that out there. But he goes, you think Kenny's coming? Ernie's coming? I go, they're all coming because you can't have the show without one of the guys, right? And I go, sometimes I think of myself to Steiny, am I his Shaq? Because, my mishaps.
No.
And then I go, well, Steiny's not Ernie. And Evan goes, either of you guys are Ernie. But the way he said, especially you, I want you to get mad. He said,
Ernie,
I are not Ernie by any stretch of the... But the way he said it, Steiny, was like, my man.
Ernie is a host. I'm not a real host.
You are.
That's been established.
The way Evan said, either one of us are not Ernie. I wanted to get with him a little bit. Anyway.
415. All right.
Read the ones that are against you.
Shocked. Well, I don't want to get into basketball, but I'm fine. I'll read it. Steiny, Shockey takes Zion over Embiid. Not defending Embiid, but Zion just doesn't play and feel he's not committed to the game. At least I've seen Embiid play elite ball.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm taking him. I think if we put that up, Steiny. Well, what's going on right now? Embiid's not helping himself. But had you did it a month ago, I think this would be a landslide.
I'm ready to go.
At least he's playing now.
So hold on. Debo is getting 28 and a half. Are you telling me if you think he's washed or done, that's on Kyle to get him off, Steiny? Like, no, so you're laughing. Like, this is a problem. So the Packers right now are at home just scheming for this Niner offense. You think they're not worried about Debo?
No, or it's just not like as much as they used
the
to.
The lateral stuff, the jet sweeps and the bubbles. Like, how has he just evaporated in regard to impact when you needed him to step up when Ayuk went down?
You know what the hardest part about Debo is? I heard this on, I think, Willard and Dibbs show yesterday. You know what's the biggest? You know what scares me most about Debo Samuel right now? He was supposed to be in the best shape of his life.
No, that's it, man.
He was supposed to be poised for a big season. Now listen to Debo Samuel.
This year for sure. Me personally, me being, want to be one of the, you know, kind of be, want to be my best self as much as possible, especially as a whole, as a group, kind of hit on it, like losing games that, you know, we don't supposed to lose. And we put ourselves in positions, like put our back against the wall at times. And just look at from top to bottom, like one of the best rosters in the league. It's just like, it gets frustrating because like, we know we're capable of, we got to finish games. You know, we got to be the Niners that everybody knows that, you know, we are. And it kind of get frustrating at times when you don't win those games, and
right. You
kind of be like, yo, like, why we keep putting ourselves in these positions and, like, putting our back against the wall, and now every game that we play, it's just like, you got to treat it like your last, even though you treat every game like that, but it's really like, yo, if we don't win this game, then, you know, we'll be in some trouble.
What do you give me for a little Terrell Owens?
I'm a big T.O. fan. I ain't mad at that, but nothing's like wow. See, now the Ernie comments start to set in. But listen,
it's only because you said Willard and Dib said it.
Yeah, Roy and San Leandro sounded like Willie Mays. That's a close one.
Oh, that was you, wasn't it?
Yes.
My bad. That was Evan who said that about Debo Samuel.
I'm going to say this, and tell me if I'm piling on, guys. Evan, chime in, man. There was a day when if Debo didn't play in a game, you'd be like, this is going to be an uphill battle, this offense. Steiny, now if you told me he wasn't playing, it's almost like a nothing burger. And I don't know how much to blame him or Kyle have to reinvent how you're using him.
Unbelievable.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So why if Debo Samuel has had a role for 5 years and we've all known what the role is, and now he can't perform that role, why is that Kyle's fault?
Because
Kyle's got to invent.
No,
he's got to invent something for him to do that he doesn't know if he can do or not.
No, now it's bigger than Debo. The offense is becoming stagnant.
Are you saying bench Debo?
No, I'm saying Kyle. Maybe Debo's looking bad because Kyle is not going Apple and updating the offense or whatever you're working with.
What do you want him to do? Quit blaming Kyle for Debo's horrible year. You do that all the time, and I'm sick of it.
Now you're struggling. No, Steiny, throw it deep. Don't tell me Purdy can't throw it deep.
I'm telling you, Purdy's strength is not throwing it deep.
So, will you give me this? This is not the real Niner offense.
No, it is the real Niner offense. This is the real Niner offense, and stop comparing it to last year's Niner offense.
That's not a long time ago. It's just not.
What if I told you about sports?
It was February of this year.
What if I told you about sports? It still hasn't sunk in. Sometimes guys get old in a hurry. And that's what I think might be happening to Debo Samuel.
Okay, but what about
somebody
the defense
right here saying,
is catching up with Kyle's offense and plan?
Then that's part of it.
Okay, so you don't just rule that out. I think that's a majority of it.
Kyle Shanahan's, let me tell you, if you think Kyle Shanahan's offense and offensive play calling is the problem, again, this is what I mean. You've got to fire him then. But no, nobody wants to stay that strong about it.
I know they missed Kittle last week. I know it. But even when Kittle's been in, it's just been ineptitude as a whole.
Okay, Steiny, it's up to Kyle to figure out a new role for Debo. Okay, tell me what it is. What's the new role?
I would be a down Santa Clara if I knew those answers.
Well, there's only so many things you can do. What do you put him at? Oh, you know what? Put him at running back. Like that?
Well,
I actually wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, I would, man. He can't even take the pounding anymore. Anytime he gets tackled.
Okay, so now he's got a current role. Let's find a new one for him. How about putting him at running back? Well, no, he can't do that. How about putting him at wide out? Well, no, that's not his strength. Like, okay, you know what? Here's what I think. Make him a tight end. Make him a tight end then. Maybe he can do that.
No, the bottom line, I'm not having fun here.
It's like you can't turn
Donnie.
Brock Purdy into Dan Marino.
But I'm just saying, if you look at the contract and the production, this is the issue.
He's getting old. He's almost 29.
And how close are we to their getting old?
We're there.
Mm.
Until proven differently, they're 5-5.
And I'm rooting for McCaffrey, but before I say there's no boost, there's no burst. Steiny, there's eight guys on his back. Like, I'm disappointed in the O-line.
Okay, the O-line we're disappointed in.
It's damn near the same O-line as last year, right?
Here's what I mean. O-line we're disappointed in. Purdy we've been disappointed in. McCaffrey we've been disappointed in because he's been hurt. Debo's been a disappointment.
D-line.
Ayuk's had a horrible season. Who's had a good year? How's that? And again, I'm not saying Kyle should skate, but I'm sick of talking about Kyle when we know nothing's going to happen to him. So it's on the players.
And it's not just so much about a penalty or something happening to him, Steiny. It's about him looking himself, and they got time in the mirror to say, maybe I got to do something else. And I know you're like, well, what does that mean?
Like, well, throw this at you. What's the difference between Debo Samuel and let's say Clay Thompson? Clay Thompson is not the same player he was.
Right.
So if I were to say, well, let's find a new role for Clay Thompson, what the hell would it be? He's a shooter. He's a three-point shooter. What do you got? Let's make him a post-up player. You can't do that. Let's make him a defensive specialist. Can't do that. Let's put him in the high pick and roll. Can't do that. So it's like you gotta work with what you got if your skills are diminishing. And I don't know that they are, but I just know darn well that he does not strike fear in defenses like he did 2 years ago or three years ago.
And I think their offense is starting to do that, to mirror that as well. Okay. I don't think Seattle was scared for the Niners going over the top. And I forget, it was a couple of days ago, it might have been Baldy or Cosell, that Kyle Shanahan's offense wants the attack in the middle of the field. And I think the jig is up.
Okay.
And you can take that stuff away and make it more difficult. And Kansas City did that in the Super Bowl. Okay. So you got to adjust to the adjustment. And I think, Steiny, you're going to think I'm crazy. It starts with trust. Have Debo run some different routes. And I don't, come on, Goo. But it's got to be something.
Put special plays in for Debo.
No,
come on, Goo. This guy's run the most prolific offense in the league. And now the players aren't, like.
So that's where you're at. 90%, it's just I'm going to call the same game plan. The guys just got to, they got to win.
It's a combination of a million things. And Kyle Shanahan, to me, may be one of them.
Man.
But so is their age. So is the fact that they've gone deep into the play. You know what?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.